This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Two Yupik engineers are trying to push the Yukdon language into the future using technology. Their latest project opens the door for Yukdon autocorrect, grammar checkers, and automatic subtitles on Yupik videos. They spoke with me explaining their new project and reflecting on what drives them.
There are only a handful of Yupik computer scientists in the world, according to two of them, Christopher Agalok Liu from Bethel and Lonnie Alaskok Strunk from Quinnahock. The pair have teamed up to create what is likely the most advanced Yukdon translation tool available online.
There's nothing like, it's the first tool of its kind.
That's Liu, who created the first version of Yukdon.com, a simple online Yukdon English dictionary. He presented it at the 2018 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. Liu says the new version of the website he built with Strunk and another friend can translate complex Yukdon words and even full sentences. Take, for instance, this word.
Litnavikmi.
Liu explains that Litnavikmi, like most Yukdon words, has different parts to it, a base and an ending.
Litnavik, for school. And me. So in or at the one school. Previously, we had no way, except by really someone who had studied linguistics, to be able to break down the word into its components.
Yukdon.com breaks down Yukdon words and sentences using technology that Lonnie Alaskok Strunk developed during his master's program in computational linguistics at the University of Washington. After completing his first major project combining Yukdon and technology, Strunk is already looking ahead.
My main purpose right now is to get Yupik as a first-class language on the internet.
He says that would mean creating Yukdon spell checkers, grammar checkers, and having websites displayed in Yukdon. Strunk and Liu plan to continue working together on future projects. It makes sense, given that the two share a unique skill set, being proficient in both Yukdon and computer science.
You know, Lonnie is the only other computer scientist I know who's Yupik. like we're the only, as far as I know, I don't know anyone.
Liu and Strunk both developed expertise in technology before Yukdon. From an early age, they both loved math and went on to study coding after high school. But something tugged at each of them, calling them back closer to their heritage. For Strunk, that came when he was studying abroad in Japan.
And got to the point where I was better at speaking Japanese than I was at speaking Yupik, and it was kind of shameful for me. Just a shock that my own heritage language isn't that strong speaking-wise.
So he took Yukdon classes in college to supplement his computer science degree. For Liu, his passion for Yukdon was ignited when he took a class with Dr. Waki Charles at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. During that class, he learned that Yukdon follows strict rules.
I had no idea that there was this mathematically based system or these formal rules you can follow to form the Yukdon words.
Liu and Strunk discovered they could use their math-centric brains to study Yukdon, help others learn it, and advance the language into the age of technology. Liu has developed two mobile apps for the Lower Kuskokwim School District to help students learn Yupik. One is called Yukdon LKSD, and the other is called Nogakkot, which means books, and it guides students through Yukdon picture books. Strunk hopes that building Yukdon technology will support more Yukdon learners and educators.
I think knowing the language is such a big part of culture and identity. And knowing the language also brings in the Yupik worldview. And being able to access that knowledge and that worldview is so important.
Liu and Strunk said they're not operating out of fear of losing their language. Instead, they're focused on helping other people like them, young people who want to become stronger in their language and forge deeper connections with their culture and heritage.
Next, an environment. Last week, the Biden administration announced the members of the new White House Environmental Justice Advisory Council. The Advisory Council will provide advice and recommendations on how to address current and historic environmental injustices across the United States. Savunga's Viola Vai Wagihi is one of the 26 members chosen by President Biden and Vice President Harris.
It is an honor, not only as Sivokok Yupik grandmother and Native Village Sivunga tribal citizen, but as an Arctic Indigenous person who has been working on environmental health and justice issues going on 19 years.
As the Environmental Health and Justice Program Director at Alaska Community Action on Toxics, Wagihi has advocated for environmental health on her native St. Lawrence Island. Since the end of the Cold War, her tribal community has been trying to hold the U.S. military accountable for toxic contamination resulting from two Cold War bases. This is one way she will exercise her voice.
Make sure that the priorities, including military toxic contamination and the persistent organic pollutants, are at the forefront with this administration. These have resulted in health disparities never seen before in our people.
Persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, have contaminated the food supply for subsistence diets. St. Lawrence Islanders are experiencing a range of related health issues, including cancer, due to POP contamination.
Even though we don't have manufacturers or chemical plants, we're finding them in our backyards, in our lands and waters, and in our bodies, and in our most sacred, our traditional foods that have sustained our people for millennia.
According to Wagihi, the Yupik people still feel the benefits of maintaining their traditional diet outweigh the risks. Her appointment confirms the federal government's growing geopolitical interest in the Arctic, while different branches of the U.S. military have announced plans for operating once again in Alaska and the Arctic. Wagihi recognizes that a seat at the table in Washington is timely and important.
It is so important because a lot of times we are never at the table when decisions are being made for us miles and miles away. This will ensure that we have a voice at the White House.
The council was established to confront long-standing environmental injustices and to ensure that historically marginalized and polluted, overburdened communities have greater input on federal policies and decisions. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.